from KQED.
And we begin today with those incoming political missiles, also known as campaign commercials. California, as you may have noticed, isn't a battleground state in the presidential contest, and that leaves plenty of room on the airwaves for ads on other statewide issues, like these commercials, for and against Prop 37, the measure to require labels on genetically modified foods sold in California.
Farmers already face a devastating drought, causing higher food prices. Now California farmers are threatened by Prop 37, a complex bureaucratic food labeling proposition that would increase costs to food producers and consumers by billions of dollars.
Because food is love. Food is life. Food is family. We all have the right to know what's in our food. That's why so many consumers say yes to Proposition 37.
Ah, well, can they both be right? Joining us now to fact-check those ads and others you've no doubt been hearing, John Myers, political editor for KXTV in Sacramento. And John, first of all, that Prop 37 issue, the food labeling law, let's begin with that main argument that we heard at the end there of the Yes on 37 ad, that consumers basically have a right to know. Seems like a pretty straightforward argument. How well would you say it's working?
The early campaign polling was very much in favor of Prop 37. Somewhere in the magnitude of 60+% of those polled said they would vote for the measure. But the polling has come down some, and I think in large part because of the massive onslaught of ads, since we're talking about ads, from the opposition side, from the No on 37 side. I think they have knocked down some of that support. But again, you know, the bottom line that Californians seem to think about is like, yeah, I want to know what a genetically modified food is when I go to the grocery store. Of course, it's a little bit more complicated than that, which is, you know, part of the discussion.
And as you suggested, the no side has outraised proponents of Prop 37 by something like 7-1. Where's the money coming from on each side?
Well, on the yes side, the money clearly was coming from organic food producers, natural food producers. They're the ones who helped get it on the ballot. They're the ones who have run the yes on campaign. They don't have a tremendous amount of money, but they have made their presence known. The no on 37 side, I like to call big food. And you can look at every large food manufacturer in the United States, and you probably can see their money in the no campaign. And you're seeing a lot of their ads, both on television and, I should also stress, on the internet.
And they have raised at least $34 million. What are the basic messages of their campaign? We heard a bit about farmers being disadvantaged in that ad. I've seen messages about food prices hurting consumers. How would you boil down their message?
Their message simply is that 37 is more complicated than it seems. They call it the Deceptive Food Labeling Act, because what Prop 37 essentially says is that you've got to label these foods that are genetically engineered, but you also have to label foods that have genetically engineered components.
Well, let's move from labels to labor, or paychecks, I guess, more specifically, or more generally. Prop 32 would prohibit political contributions by unions or corporations, but specifically unions using payroll deductions from their members. And here's an ad in favor of that measure. This is from Yes on 32.
Special interests are lying about Prop 32. Why? Because 32 will stop special interests from buying votes from Sacramento politicians. Prop 32 goes as far as the Constitution allows by prohibiting unions and corporations from contributing to politicians.
And John Myers, the central contention there is that it's an even-handed measure, cuts the power of unions and corporations equally. How accurate is that?
The bottom line is the language of Prop 32 absolutely says it treats unions and corporations the same. The reality is that unions only get their money in California for California politics from one place, and that's from these deductions from the paychecks of their members. Corporations play politics and they give political money many other ways. This is really a measure that would impact unions substantially more in the political arena than it would corporations. We have fought a similar fight here twice before in California, 1998, 2005. Both had ballot measures that would have limited this paycheck deduction process that unions use. In those measures, it would have said that the unions had to get permission of their members. This measure, Prop 32, says it doesn't matter. You can't do it. Only voluntary contributions, no more of these automatic deductions from paychecks to use the money for politics. And that is a big, big fight for unions. And that's why unions have spent so much money against it.
$40 million and counting, I think. And I want to get to their no ads in a moment. But there was some controversy this week about an 11 plus, almost $12 million contribution to the Yes on 32 campaign. Can you sort that out for us?
Yeah, we're still trying to sort that out, exactly where that money came from. The $11 million came from an Arizona-based political action committee. And why it raised red flags is this is a political action committee that has never, by any of our research, played in California politics before, which has led the unions and the No One 32 people and some campaign finance watchers to conclude that perhaps there is a back door here around the campaign rules. There are some wiggle areas in California campaign finance laws that allow donors to basically remain hidden as long as they only play one time in these big donations. There's a belief that it comes from conservative groups. There are a lot of conservative groups that want to see 32 passed. Why? Because they think it would negate the political power of unions in California.
And that's a good segue into a little bit of this No on 32 commercial, which was recorded before that $11 million contribution from that sort of shadowy group in Arizona. Let's listen to one of their ads.
Now along comes Proposition 32, a ballot initiative deliberately written to seem like it will fix a broken system, when in fact, Prop 32 isn't at all what it seems.
It's really a deceptive proposition, stuffed with special exemptions for the oil companies, Wall Street, and those secret campaign super PACs who want to rig the system while the middle class pays the price.
And John Myers, we can strip away all the emotional language, the pejoratives, but it is funded, as they suggest in that ad, by big corporations and super PACs perhaps, right?
Well, the Yes on 32 campaign, it's hard to see any big corporation money in it right now. But the vast majority of the money has come from these outside political action committees outside of California that we've had trouble tracking the donors. It definitely affects one side of the playing field more. I think it is suspect, though, for the No on 32 campaign to talk about that it's going to impact the middle class. There's another ad out there that says this will give corporations the power to, you know, raise your taxes and things like that. Well, let's get back to reality here. In California, the only way taxes are passed in the state legislature is a two-thirds supermajority vote that requires Republicans, and Republicans have never wanted to vote for tax increases. But it would shift the political power in the state. And I think one other thing is important, too. Prop 32 includes this language that says corporations and unions could no longer give contributions to candidate committees. And what that effectively would do would, if you had money for unions, push all the money to these outside independent expenditure groups. These are like super PACs on the national level that we've had in California for a while, where they can spend money in unlimited amounts. It would reroute the money. And I think that is a fair point that the No on 32 campaign has been making.
Lots at stake on all sides. John Myers, political editor for KXTV in Sacramento. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.